It's Friday, August 29th, and I am Leonard Witbian with your news at 8 a.m. The Business and Intellectual Property Authority announced that 1,000 companies will be deregistered from its registry starting today. BIPA aims to remove a total of 137,000 companies, with the process continuing at a rate of at least 1,000 companies per month, as per News on One's Herta Ikanjo.
BIPA's Acting Chief Executive Officer, Aina Kaundu, explained that companies which are deregistered will face serious consequences, including the freezing of their assets.
Out of the list that has been placed on what we call the inactive list since 2024, we have identified 1,000 entities that we are going to deregister with effect 29 August 2025.
Swakopmund will host the Global Policy Forum for this year, bringing together more than 700 policymakers, regulators and partners for a four-day summit on inclusive finance. Co-hosted by the Bank of Namibia, the event aims to address key challenges and opportunities in the financial sector. Anil von Finkenstein of FNB Fiduciary.
Financial literacy is one of the keystones for really growing our economy and growing our nation's well-being overall, because it comes down to how well do you understand your money and how empowered are you to actually deal with it in today's economy. It's really our economy and fintechs and all of these things coming around. You really need to understand what's going on, and financial literacy is step number one in order to do that.
The Namibian newspaper marks 40 years in print, having been founded in 1985 during the liberation struggle for independence. The paper has become a leading daily known for its fearless journalism and mentorship of journalists. Across decades, it has chronicled key political, social and economic events. Editor-in-Chief Tangeni Amupadi spoke with ING Scholz.
We cannot do it without the public support, and it's part of our DNA. We were made with a sense of touch, a sense of feeling, those different senses. So having a printed product does bring to the core the consumption habit of news. One must appreciate that it's no longer as simple and straightforward as that. But I do believe print still has a role to play. Our core mission, though, is to provide news and information in a quality format. And that we will do till eternity.
A cholera outbreak in Bukuyum District, Zamfara State, northwest Nigeria, has killed at least 8 people and sickened over 200 across 11 communities, local officials and residents told Reuters. Limited access to healthcare and ongoing insecurity are worsening the situation. Health authorities note that cholera, a waterborne disease, remains a persistent threat in areas facing shortages of clean water. To the U.S., where the gunman who killed 2 children inside a Catholic school church in the city of Minneapolis reportedly visited the site weeks before the shooting to plan the attack. 17 children and adults were injured. 1 child remains in a critical condition. The shooter took his own life at the scene, as reported by our correspondent Nick Harper.
The gunman published a video to YouTube showing detailed drawings of the inside of the church. It followed a visit to Annunciation Church in Minneapolis, where he spoke to staff about wanting to reconnect with his Catholic faith. Law enforcement officials have told CNN they believe the gunman tried to enter the church but found it locked as Mass was underway. They believe if he had gained access with his knowledge of the interior of the church, he could have killed many more children and adults who were worshipping inside. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.